House of Assurance, page 345. Are you glad to be here tonight? Can you say amen? All right. I tell you what, it's great to be able to come out here to have church. All right. That's what we're here to do. So put a smile on your face and sing this song.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
He chose the place. Amen.
Thanks, God, bro.
Well, bless.
Amen. Well, I'm gonna mention a couple of things here. I thought I might need to. I have a man who was supporting our radio program on Big Waggy for the last 7 months, a businessman down in Gastonia, and he's went into financial problems, lost his job, to the truth, and he really hit a crunch, and called me the other day and said that won't be able to handle it no more. He's done it for a pretty while, and so I thought that while we're just getting started, we can take up we have a regular offering. We need to get started with some kind of mission project right away.
Yeah.
And so we'll start picking up maybe a special mission offering on Sunday night. Yeah. We'll get some envelopes. Don't have any envelopes yet. And everybody give a little bit extra, and then we can pay to have the next. Now that'll be a valuable spot for our church on Big Way. It's 100,000 watts. Covers all of Western North Carolina, Upper South Carolina, Georgia. I've been over there for over 20 years, and that would be a shame to lose that. So help me pray about that, and we'll give something special every Sunday night toward missions, and that'll be our first mission project, and then we'll take on some missionaries. It'll be a lesson to them. Now, somebody asked me, they said, all right, Brother Danny, is it all right to invite people? Yes, sir. It is fine now. Invite. People you work with, people you know, family, loved ones, people that's not saved. Now, let me say again, you tell everybody I said this. If somebody goes to a good Bible-believing church, leave them alone. If they want to come, the Lord leads me, that's fine. But we don't want no problem with other churches. Amen?
Amen.
If somebody's in a good Bible-believing church, leave them alone. But, you know, I accept they want to come, great. Anybody walks in here, welcome. As long as they come peaceably. And if not, see them mean men back there, roll them out.
Yeah.
All right? So don't forget that. Invite, bring your family, friends, everybody you can. Next Sunday morning, Sunday school, we will be having Wednesday night service. Now, I know that this is the sorriest Sunday of the year for church. This and Christmas are two sorriest Sundays there are for church attendance. 4th of July Sunday and Christmas. So Wednesday will be July the 5th. So we'll find out. You know, I got our heart in this thing. Be here Wednesday night. I'm going to be teaching a lot on Wednesday night. I'm going to be dealing with some issues that are hard to face, tough decisions you got to make in life, all kind of things on Wednesday night. I mean, not this Wednesday, but we're just getting off the ground. But real soon, I will be. Now, one more thing. Different people are doing different things to show us they're with us. And, you know, they don't say to put your money where your mouth is. We start out with absolutely nothing here, and most of this stuff's been given to us. And somebody sitting here tonight bought that electric piano yesterday and brought it up here. Somebody has already told me they're going to make this microphone system. This one, another handheld wireless, about $700. Somebody came this morning and said, I'll pay for that. Somebody who's sitting here tonight said they're going to pay for the carpet. To do this and just redo the whole thing. So that's a real blessing. Now, if there's somebody else that wants to do something, there's plenty you can do. We'll need more building material. You know, the name of this church is not Facing Square. It's Fruit Loop Madness is what it is. I see these chairs in here, and that looks like Fruit Loops to me. Fruit Loop Madness, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Fit that bill. With Reject Madness was considered. Lots of rejects, old legs, Life Change Madness. We thought of all these names. But it's Westside Baptist Church. That's so the community will think we've got some sense. And, you know, at least you know what you're doing. So if we need a sign, in fact, $500. I've already called the man, talked with him. He said $500, we'll get it up here from Gastonia. And, to make folks who made this one. And so if somebody would like to do that, let me know tonight. I have to the service, and I'll get it ordered tomorrow. And that'll be it. Because we're going to be here for a while anyway. I don't know if the Lord will lead us here to buy land, build a church. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. God holds the future. The Lord might come, but we have to do that. That'd be a blessing. That'd be great. But anyway, if he leads us here, we're going to have sign. We're going to have to get rid of these splinters and 54 people can deal in here, make it clean, comfortable. And we got chairs coming, Lord willing. two preachers promised me chairs. We got 100 that are coming pretty soon, and then another 75 after that. They're waiting to be able to get in. So if somebody wants to do something special, and you just want to just give $500 or whatever, if we make $500 worth of fee, you know, other thing. But if you say, I will buy something special, we'll buy exactly what you tell us to do. Okay? All right. It's good to have Brother K, some of his folks from down in Rock Hill. And my heart was thrilled when they kept walking in here. Michael, Rocky, y'all give us a count here. We'll find out how many we got. Can you hear?
86.
86,
brother.
86, amen.
All right.
That's good. 96?
80.
86.
We're putting
them short, 300. Yeah. We estimate 300. I told you they did that $1 million, man, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, estimated 1 million. Yeah. Yeah. It's 4 or 5. But anyway, Brother Kay's going to come and sing for us. And while they're coming, we're going to Brother Kay. We appreciate him and his family. He called me this season and said, well, they're just going to come out and show us their behind us. And he pastors Rickside Baptist Church in Rock Hill. All you folks from Rock Hill, stand up right quick. All of you, stand up right quick. Thank you. Bless you. Amen. We got enough for the youth group to sing, ain't we? We might do that here a little bit. Give me a chance. Thank you so much. Can we get some more water? They said, can you hear? All right. They're going to sing for us this evening, and I know it'll be a blessing. I appreciate it, okay? He also is going through a real, real rough time in their life and their church. They need our prayers. So we're going to pray for them tonight. They need a prayer answered big time real soon. So don't forget to pray for them. All right.
Well, it's good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
We brought some order.
Amen.
And if I know we didn't bring our chair, we brought some chairs. I said, Brother Danny, we started in a house with six people and living. When I walked in here, I thought, this ain't no new church. Y'all been here a long time. And then I found out this today. Praise the Lord, amen. We're a long ways ahead. But we've been where you are. We thought we'd name our church at one time. Here we go again, Baptist, you know? When you go down the road, you see Unity Baptist again. I'm right up there, amen. New Beginning Baptist. I know why I'm there, right? But you know what? God is good, and He is faithful. And we've learned through the years that there's one thing that will keep you going, and that's to know that He's a prayer answering God.
Amen.
And this song, we're not singers. We just try to glorify the Lord a little bit. It's my precious wife, been here for 22 years. Love her to death. And I got her here singing a few years ago, and she's doing her best for the Lord. And we're going to just try to bless you and exalt Him. Amen. This song says, prayer changes.
Okay. All of a sudden, one night, I felt like I was
they just sent me one day. So I wrote him a quick letter, mailed it, and within just a few hours, the next day, he sent home and said, brother, we're starting a church up there. I said, you know, if the Lord, feel like the Lord wants to, he said, I'd like you to come up there and be a part of it. And then my wife, well, she about 10 women blue. Such a blessing. I mean, and it's the Lord. I mean,
that's right.
The Lord, the Danny had been fasting and praying, I think, when he got there. And it's just Lord. He said, there's many more stories just like this. I really thank the Lord in this church. I thank you then, no matter what anybody else says.
That's right. Yeah.
And I thank all my soul for getting behind it.
Yeah.
And back it up. I think the Lord will use it in a great, great way.
Amen.
Maybe greater than any church around. Just pray and get behind it. I just thank the Lord I'm saved. That's the main thing.
Amen.
Amen. That's the main thing. That's true. I didn't even know his name. I hadn't seen him in months and months and months. I remember seeing him, but I didn't even know who they was, where they lived. I just remember he had the meanest kid at camp right there. But anyway, that was the Lord, people. That was the Lord. And I was praying that God give me a son. I said, God, show me, God. And things started happening like that over and over and over. I prayed somebody else would rent this building. We put it off for a long time. I said, Lord, let somebody else go in there and get it. I don't want the headache. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get run over the highway. But I tell you, the Lord just kept opening the doors. And I said, yes. It felt like the peace of God flooded my heart.
Amen.
And so thank the Lord for it. All right. Appreciate that, brother. Somebody else just want to say something right quick. If you want to, you're free to right now. Just say something right quick, and then we're going to receive our offering. Come on down there. When I look at you, it means get up here. She hasn't never done this before. All right. We're ready here. We need some ushers. You two guys want to be our ushers? Can we trust him? Jason? Amen. All right. We got these baskets here. Register them. We got to talk to them a little bit first. Prepping like you do if you're at the hospital. Before they cut you and take something out. We don't even have offering plates. Thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to give tonight. And if you want to give something special tonight, we'll start our mission offerings tonight. We don't. If you need tithing envelopes, we got some of these. So if you'll just ask these fellows, take some of these with you. If you want to keep them as tithing records, we got some this morning. And Carrie, let me go in here and get it ready for you. We'll keep those tithing envelopes. So let's all give tonight. If you want to give, if we could give, let's see, we need probably, oh my goodness, yeah, how about it? Yeah, that's not fine. What are you saying, brother?
I said 2,000 for a day.
What do you need?
You need $2,000 for a day.
Sure. You're just asking me that? Okay. Everybody give something special. We'll take on this radio ministry as a little mission offering. Okay? All right. Let's all stand. And we'll ask the Lord to bless the offering. And He can do it. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
We just need him to send it in. Okay? Father, we thank you for all you've done for us. And thank you for this privilege of giving. We pray now that you bless this offering. Let it be just what you want it to be. Lord, meet the needs you have here. Give us wisdom. Know how to use it, where to put it. And don't let a penny be wasted. But let it ever be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's give. song with it right here. Anybody need a song, Chief? Church service. Is that right? I feel like one of the secrets of downtown years that I've learned is kids need to feel like they're a part of what's going on. So I let you biggins off the hook tonight, and we'll just say 16 and down. 16 and down. I want you to come up here right quick. I'm going to teach you a song. Come on, 16 and down. Get up here. Come on. I'm ready. Start saying you're going to be in Georgia. No, it's there, baby. Let's go. 16 minutes. Come on, girl. Get up here, boys. Don't be a sissy. You think I can't stand it? You sissy boy. Come on up here. Come on up here. I'll tell you what would be good. He's on this side. Thank all this. Oh, yeah. Come on. All you rednecks from down there in Rock Hill. Amen. 16 under. Come on, boy. There we go. Here comes another. Come on, let's go. I'm on. 16 and under. Come on, that boy coming here. He just got saved just many days ago.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Just got saved Wednesday night. Amen. So,
come on, preach the song.
Name of the song is I Just Want to Be a Sheep. All right? Now, y'all got to sing and y'all got to clap your hands. You got to clap your hands like this. Okay? Just like that. And I want y'all to clap your hands with me. All right? We're going to sing I Just Want to Be a Sheep. I want everybody to clap your hands. Ready? Here we go. Now, see my foot right here? That's where I want you to stand. See my foot? Come on. Let's go. Come on. To the foot. There you go. Now, don't I look better?
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's a fine looking group right here. All right. Boy, you're going to hear some beautiful singing. Now, look. If you see a bunch of people up here moving around, you can't see. I'm saying you look stupider than they do if they can hear you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes young people just stand up and they just do like this. You look much more stupid if you just stand in here and they can't hear nothing than you do to go ahead and sing.
Right.
So just go ahead and sing out for the Lord.
Yeah.
I feel stupid. You look stupid if you stand up here and don't sing.
Right.
So let's sing out. Do a bit loud. And I want y'all to sing it with us. Clap in. Here we go. Ready? And go like this. I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. Y'all didn't clap.
Never heard this. Raise your hand. Never heard this. All right. Y'all help them out. I heard this
okay.
One. Okay? Ready? Here we go. You're going to say, I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop.
Clap your hand. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. Ready? Ready? I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop.
I pray
God won't allow my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. All right, got it. Y'all want to help me, man?
Yeah.
All right, got that? Got that to be ready? All right, here we go. Here we go. Hey, same verse. Here we go. I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop.
All right, now you got it. That's all. The whole song does. Every verse sounds just like that. But there are different words to it. All right? Okay. You boys want to get up here? Hey, you are the best singers. All right, ready? Here we go. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
I don't want to be a Canaanite. They raise Canaanite. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
All right, you got that one? I'm not going to teach you every single verse. Right?
No.
Just got to catch on to it. Y'all ain't ready? I don't want to
be a Canaanite. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
I don't want to be a Canaanite.
I just want to be a sheep.
I just want to be a sheep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to be a Pharisee.
I don't want to be a Pharisee. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, bop, bop. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't
want to
be a Sadducee.
I don't want to be a Sadducee. Well, there's no Sadducee. I don't want to be a Sadducee. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, bop, bop. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. So they're not here with me. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Okay, you got that one? Do you want to be a hypocrite, Dan?
Uh-uh.
I didn't know what that was. I'm not hip with it, okay? Here we go. You got that language there? Here we go. Let's do that again. Can y'all even tell they're singing?
No.
You look dumb if you just stand up here. Come on, girl. I know y'all can sing, okay? Here we go. Ready? Hypocrite verse. Ready?
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Louder.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. friend. Let it not hit within. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. Come on. My life on my soul again. I just want to be a sheep.
Make up some, man. I don't want to get my tongue pierced. I don't want to get my tongue pierced. Cause it's gross and fierce.
I don't want to get my tongue pierced.
Why?
I just want to be a sheep.
Say it.
I just want to be a sheep. I'm not going to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to be like Britney Spears. Yeah, I don't want to be
like
Britney. Look out now. Cause she has big ears.
I don't want to be like Britney Spears.
What want to be?
I just want to be a sheep.
I just want to be a sheep.
I pray the Lord my soul again. I just want to be a sheep.
Look out now. I don't want to be like NSYNC.
I don't want to be
like... Come on! Cause their music stinks. Yeah, I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep.
I pray the Lord my soul in case. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to get a tattoo. Yeah,
I don't want to get a tattoo.
Cause I'll be ugly like you.
I just want to be a sheep.
Yeah.
I just want to be a sheep. Bring the Lord my soul again. I just want to be a sheep.
Let's see if we can get one for you folks. Let's see. Who do you like? Who do y'all like? Scared to tell me? Tell me somebody. Who? Marilyn Manson, surely. Well, we don't want to be him. We have Eminem?
Backstreet Boys.
We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, we don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. So they're just making big noise. We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, I just want to be a sheep. Come on. I just want to be a sheep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. There we go. I got some of that in there. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. Sounds like a horse being strong. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. Say,
I just want to be a sheep.
I just want to be a sheep. Our offering was $948.25 tonight. Well, thank the Lord for that. What a blessing. I appreciate you giving. I said we're going to I think it's somewhere in First Chronicles. Chapter 18, I believe, somewhere along in there. There's a bunch of scripture that I want to show you that have been on my heart for starting this church. I believe that when the Lord wants you to do something, that you should search the scriptures to make sure he's in it. And during the time that I was really wrestling with this, I was reading the First Chronicles and Second Chronicles along in there, and you would be amazed at the stuff you'd find in First Chronicles and Second Chronicles. You'd be amazed. Most time you think, them old books back there ain't got nothing in but names. But that's not true. Some of the greatest verses in the Bible are hid back there in First and Second Chronicles. I can show you one. If somebody said, why did Danny Castle want to do that? Turn to, hold your place here and turn to 2 Chronicles 33, and I'll show you one the Lord gave me. Well, that water, we need a water fountain bad. That's a good project for somebody. You don't need big old bottles or something. 2 Chronicles 33, and I want you to look at this scripture the Lord showed me. Somebody said, well, but then he's had rough times, hard times, and the devil's been, you know, causing us trouble and everything. Why would he even think about it? Okay, let me show you why. Look at verse chapter 33 and verse 12. Chapter 33 and verse 12. And when he was in wonderful time, right? Is that what it said?
No.
And when everything was going good, right? Wrong. And when he was prospering and everything was okay, inside, outside, wrong. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly. That's what I did. And before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Verse 14, what did he do? Now after this, he built a wall without the city invaded on the west side. That's where it come from. Carrie came up with it first, and then God gave me this scripture. There it is. Of Gihon in the valley, even to the end of the fish gate, and compassed by Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he goes on to say, he took away the false God. The Lord gave me scripture after scripture after scripture like that, about that. Down to the name. And I asked him, I made it hard. I said, God, I'm going to do the very best I can. Now, here in 1 Chronicles, I'm going to show you some scripture, but I found it. I'll just read it this evening. In 1 Chronicles, the Bible talks about this over and over and over. These people were against tremendous odds. And what is that? That tastes like it's got lemon in it or something.
Lemon water.
Lemon water.
Good for your voice.
Why couldn't you just stop the Mountain Dew like that? Is that right? Well, anyway, they went against odds, tremendous odds. And this scripture here, if I don't know where it's at. It's in here somewhere. That God gave me this message tonight was about Manasseh, king of Judah. And as you know, the kingdom of Israel had split. And there were 10 tribes and 2 tribes. And Manasseh was king over Judah. And Israel was king, Jehoshaphat was king over Israel. And somewhere, I read it all evening, I've got it here somewhere. But anyway, these guys, they split up. They split the kingdom, and they begin to pray unto the Lord against their enemy. And the Bible said that God heard this king, and he helped him. Here it is, 18, 2 Chronicles 18. And in this, we'll look at verse number 28, 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 28. And I'm just going to bring you a little message the Lord laid on my heart. And it'll not be long. We're going to do something else as we leave tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse number 28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself and will go to the battle. But put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria, that's the bad guys in this story, had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Now really it wasn't. It was the other fellow, the king of Judah. But they thought it was, they thought it was the king of Israel and wanted to kill him. They said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariot perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. Now the verse that got a hold of me was verse 31. Here's this king, and this king is compassed about, King Jehoshaphat, with a bunch of people trying to kill him. They thought he was king of Israel. He was King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And this whole crowd of people gathered around him saying, kill the king of Israel. It wasn't the king of Israel, it was Jehoshaphat.
Right.
And they all ganged up on him.
Right.
Now, if you were standing in the middle of this room tonight, and everybody in here was circling around you with a sword, I'd say you didn't have much of a chance.
Right.
I don't care how tough you are, if everybody, if there's 86 people in here with a sword and a knife, and you were standing right in the middle, if I had to bet, I'd put my money on the crowd. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about betting. It's not right. I'm just going to talk about it. Use an illustration. I'm going to talk about gambling. And I'm preaching on the subject, beating the odds.
Yeah.
Beating the odds. History is shaped by people who have went against tremendous odds and stuck their neck out and took risks and somehow or another were able to beat the odds. The man I preached about this morning, Noah, he beat the odds. He was the only man that believed like he believed.
Right.
He was the only man, him and his family, was the only people that believed like he believed. Can you imagine Noah's wife going to the grocery store? All the other women said, that her husband's crazy. I'd leave him if that was my husband. I'd say, stand away with that lunatic. He believed water was going to fall out of the sky and rain all this time, people. And him and his family building a big old boat out there in the middle of nowhere. He's crazy. He's lost his mind. But he was right, people. He was right. And he beat the odds. Can you imagine Noah being on Oprah or Sally Jesse Raphael or Jerry Springer? And here's Noah sitting there. They laughed at him. They made fun of him.
Yep.
I mean, his name was in the paper. This crazy fanatic. Believe what is going on. I mean, religious leaders said he was crazy.
Right.
They said he was off. But Noah had a word from God.
Right.
And brother, if God says something and the whole world says something else, then God is right and the whole world wrong.
Right.
I don't care if everybody says something different. Whatever God says is right, is right. Let me put it to you like this. The book says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
I'll tell you something. He beat the odds. Now, gambling has been a part of culture, I guess, forever. And I'm going to talk about to illustrate this about beating the odds tonight. Gambling is basically, a lot of people wonder why preachers preach against it. And the reason it is because gambling is basically trying to get something for nothing.
Right.
Or something you didn't earn or something you didn't deserve, trying to get something for nothing. And the reason preachers, I've had people ask me all the time, what's wrong with gambling, Brother Danny? What does the Bible say of gambling? I've had a bunch of people ask me that. And the answer is, when you're gambling, normally people in Las Vegas tonight or whatever, they're dependent on one thing to make them win that money. You tell me what that one word is. Luck. Now, if you look at how that word spelled, luck, L-U-C, that is a direct cousin to the word L-U-C-I-F-E-R, Lucifer. And there's been luck, it means bright. Lux, like that. Lucifer. And that's where people, you know why I get them down? I say, come on, baby. What are blowing them things for? Is that going to make it land on the right number that you want to land on? No. It's, you say, come on, come on. You know, do like that. And you hope, yeah, come on, I got this. And you say, come on, help me. Who are you talking to?
Right.
Come on, help me.
Go ahead.
The devil. You say, not me. I talked to the Lord. Lord, they're going to help you.
Now listen, the old fashioned preachers have some strong convictions against gambling.
Amen.
We don't know. I mean, I found out old Jack Wood, he's an old preacher up there in Texas, and he rough as a cob, son. And somebody came up to him and counted me and said, "Preacher, if I win the lottery, I'll give you $1 million. He said, "If you win the lottery, you can stay in the air." That's what the old thing preachers believe. We, I don't even believe that. I'm like Robin Hood, amen. Please take it from Las Vegas and give it to the Lord. But there are some convictions against gambling. I tell you what, if you win it, give it to me, and don't tell me where it comes from. If you can sleep, I can sleep. But technically, we preach against gambling. We don't even supposed to gamble.
Right.
Because you're dependent on luck to do it. You're also getting something for nothing. As a matter of fact, back in the old days in Saudi Arabia, several years ago, man lost $1 million in Las Vegas. Just like that. I heard of another fella out in Chicago, and was staying at the LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. They had that big fire. And they were all gambling there. That's what they did at the LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. And he called his wife. She said, "Honey, you better get on home. It's getting late." He said, "I'm going to play one more round of cards." And he played that one more round of cards, and the building caught on fire and burned him to death. They carried him out just of ashes and body the next day. You know what? One round of cards was all that stood between him and dying and eternity. And it stood between him and death. So we don't like that or go along with that. The most popular hymns or numbers in Monte Carlo when people gamble are 17 and 29. You know why? When somebody gambles, they want that number 17 or that number 29. And you know why? Because that is the most popular hymns in the church hymn book. And they believe if they pick out them hymns that are the church life, that God will let them win all that money. Now, what do you think God thinks about that? Sitting in heaven, that God sitting in heaven saying, "Here's somebody in there using my hymn number, and they're shooting dice, and they're taking time trying to win money. I don't want money. I'm not going to let it do it." He probably won't do it. And if they did, it would just be, you know, just him allowing the devil to get anything. It's gambling. That's what that is. They said that this was a bad gamble. They said that in some countries, that the next Sunday's hymn, whatever they're going to see in church the next Sunday, that's what they put their money on. You know something? Because they thought maybe God will help them. Others just said, "Come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby." And they're talking to something or somebody. I don't know who they're talking to. Ask them for help. But the truth is, they're going against odds. And what I say when I say odds are, if you have to bet, and you don't have to, but if you have to bet, and we have a basketball goal in here, and we have Michael Jordan right here, and then he was playing, I don't know, say somebody in the second grade. And they say, "Who are you going to bet your money on?" Well, odds are that Michael Jordan's going to win. I mean, there's a slight chance that little fella might pull it in, and you're just going to win. He'd win one to nothing. But I put my money on Jordan, wouldn't you? I mean, if you had the entire team of Pittsburgh Steelers in here tonight, I mean, you had a little Pee Wee team from over here in Burke County. We all know, put your money on the Pee Wee team. No, I'm just kidding. You know where you put your money? You put your money on the professional team. The odds are that they're going to win. Now, in this story tonight, Jehoshaphat was going against the odds. I mean, there's no doubt about it. One man against the whole army. I'm not going to preach long so you get this point. One man against the whole army. Here he's standing in here, whole army gathered around him. I think they're all coming towards him with sword. There's no way he can win. There's no human possible way that he can win. Do you realize tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that that's the shape I find myself in?
Yeah.
How can we find ourselves in? You know, we are a little good crowd here tonight, but we ain't nothing. There's 80,000 people in this county. And if you put all those 80,000 people like dots on this wall, we would be one little dot of 85 people. The odds are against us. The world is against us. The devil is against us. Look at all the odds there is against me. The chance of me getting any kind of success or doing anything is greatly against me. You know that. You know the odds is against me. The odds always have been. The odds is against this church. Here we are, a brand new little church, just started here struggling. I mean, God's blessed us, but we're just a little bitty speck on Burke County map. The odds are against us. But somehow or another, Jehoshaphat won. Somehow or another, he came out victorious. Somehow or another, he made it. I will show you how he made it right quickly. The Bible said there that Jehoshaphat came. He was standing in there. And I want us to look at verse number 31. Look what he did. He was standing around the people around him. He didn't say, all right, I'll do this. I'll shoot this one and shoot that one and turn around and shoot three or four more back here. Then I'll run this way. He didn't even do it. That old boy knew the odds was too great. He knew he couldn't do it by himself. He knew he did not have the power or the strength to stand against that whole crowd. And Jehoshaphat didn't look this way or that way. He looked up like this and started saying, oh, God, would you help us? Oh, God, would you help me? And the Bible said in the middle of verse 31, Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. Amen. And the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. Listen, people, when the odds is against you, and when you can't do it humanly, and you don't have the money, or you don't have the physical strength, our position should be to cry out, oh, Lord, help us, oh, Lord. And God will help us be God.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, Daddy always beats God. Old Daddy don't do nothing, brother. Old Daddy ain't got to fight these odds without God helping him. The Lord's going to have to be there.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's going to have to do this.
Yeah.
If there's a church built here, the Lord will have to do it.
Yeah.
You realize that 99% of the world, 90% of the church is against us? Do you realize that I'm beat before I even start? Do you realize they checked me off a long time ago? Ain't hey, no one way this thing can go good. There's only one way. There's only one way. Man, they're fooling me what I'm doing. There's only one way, and I believe it with all my heart. I believe that God Almighty is greater than 99% of the world. I believe God's greater than 90% of church people. I believe God's greater than me. He's greater than you. And if God wants something done right here in this place and a light turned on in this county, there's not enough devils in hell to stop it. If God be for us, who can be against us? Our heavenly, we're nothing, but he's everything.
That's right.
Lord,
yeah.
Just get that through our heads, Lord, in mercy. I'm about to make a Methodist take a shout.
I'm telling you.
Thank God. Thank God. Years ago in this country. Now you relate, I'm relating this to you, me, so you relate it to you. You got family troubles?
Go ahead.